panel we'll have to talk about with familiar good humour shortly. But there is, of course, a darker side to human nature.
Hey, I'm stand-up comedian Sophie Hagen.
And I'm criminal psychologist Dr. Julia Shaw.
Our podcast, Bad People, is back. We discuss the very worst of humanity.
Corruption, cult leaders, and celebrity con artists.
Online extortionists and scam baiters.
Topics we usually avoid in polite conversation.
We made a podcast about them.
So dark.
It sounds pretty good. I'm in.
I'm just going to pretend you didn't say that.
We'll dissect each case and explore the darkness within us all.
Bad People is back.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
Now on BBC Radio 4, for the last time in the current series, here's Sue Perkins.
Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello there, Sue Perkins here. And as the Minute Waltz fades away, it is my intense pleasure to welcome you to Just a Minute. And for this recording, I've got the additional thrill of welcoming our audience who are joining us via remote recording technology from living rooms and bedrooms all around the world. Let me introduce you to the four talented, articulate, and all-round marvellous people who are playing Just a Minute this week. They are Paul Merton, Annika Rice, Dane Baptiste, and Lucy Porter. Please whoop and cheer for all four of them. I'm going to ask them all to speak on a subject that I give them for 60 seconds without hesitation, repetition, or deviation. Okay, Paul, we are going to begin with you. Now, the subject on the card is the best I've ever looked. The best I've ever looked. Can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitation, repetition, or deviation on the best I've ever looked, starting now?
Oh, I expect so. I think the best I ever looked was around about 1990. I've never been particularly a vain individual, but I know at that particular period of my life, I was drop-dead gorgeous. It was the first series of Have I Got News For You, and quite frankly, I didn't have much on-screen competition. I was absolutely stunning. I remember Esquire magazine sent a photographer around to my house and said, "Don't move, just let me picture you as you are. I'll just put this bit of camera next to you and I shall press this button over here and the light that falls upon your eyes creates the most glorious romantic allure. My God, you're gorgeous." I was well away then.
That was captivating.
It was.
I felt I was there in the studio gazing.
I thought I was there as well.
No. Lucy, a challenge.
I mean, it felt cruel to interrupt the reverie, and obviously it's deviation because, Paul, you're even more gorgeous now.
Oh, thank you.
But there was also the minor matter of the repetition of the word gorgeous.
Gorgeous. There was a double gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Too much gorgeous.
You could never have too much gorgeous, gorgeous. That was wonderful, Paul. Lucy's buzzing with just 18 seconds remaining on that topic. Starting now.
The best I ever looked was in 2008, just before a gig in Loughborough, when I lost the keys to my car. I looked above the TV, I looked below the sofa.
Oh, Annika.
Looked. There were a couple of looked.
I looked.
But it's the best I ever looked.
Oh!
It's on the card.
Indeed it is.
Oh, see?
Yes, very good. Oh, that's smart.
Do you know what I'm going to do then? In the interests of transparency, I too have fallen prey to the classic it's on the card trick. And Lucy reminded me, which means I'm going to give her a point for keeping me in check.
Oh.
Somebody needs to. So, a point for an incorrect challenge. The best I've ever looked. You've got 9 seconds starting now.
The best I ever looked is, of course, now, because I am a 48-year-old resplendent woman with a marvellous bust, and I'm delighted with myself constantly from day start.
I love the idea of people tuning in just to hear you go, "I've got a resplendent bust." Good Lord.
It's a difficult one to challenge on, really, isn't it?
Yeah. So you were speaking as the whistle went, Lucy. Well done. Annika, we're with you now. The subject is Bloody Mary. You've got 60 seconds starting now.
I'm not going to talk about the Queen. I'm not going to talk...
For form's sake, I'm going to ask you what your challenge was.
It was repetition, but I'm happy for Annika to keep the subject.
The gentlemanly attitude continues. I shall give you a point for a correct challenge, but Annika, as you have not played the game very often, I think it is absolutely right and fitting that we hear from you with 50 seconds remaining on Bloody Mary, starting now.
Bloody Mary used to make my life hell at school. Every day she'd torment me, bullying to a whole new level. I was young for my class, and I longed to go outside and play horses with the other girls. But no, she led everyone off round the bike shed for a fag. One day, in the common room, after having a fag, this was Seventers Bridge.
Challenge?
Two fags.
Yeah. You got 32 seconds after that correct challenge, Paul, on the subject of Bloody Mary, starting now.
Elizabeth was furious. She knew that Mary, Queen of Scots, was up to no good, that she was fighting for her throne, and Lizzie was deeply upset. She called in her favourite counsellor, who was none other than Nicholas Parsons, who was 45 at the time, and she said to him, "What is this that my sister is doing out there? Can you not stop this dastardly deed?" And he stood there proudly in his cravat, his colourful blazer, and he said, "Ma'am, I would consider it my duty to help you in any way I can. As you know, I am your most loyal subject, not just for a minute, but forever."
That's how you do it, Paul, speaking as the whistle went on the subject of Bloody Mary. We're with you now, Dane. The subject on the card is TLC. Your time starts now.
One of my favourite pop trios would be TLC. TLC is also an acronym for the most essential piece of humanity we can show one another, which is tender, loving care. But in this particular juncture, I would like to reference the pop group also known as TLC. Left Eye, Chili, T-Boz, just the names of some of these amazing recording artists who were actually shafted when they were TLC in the same group, who were incidentally discovered by Pebbles, who put the name...
Lucy, you interrupted.
I think we'd had group and pop group.
We had indeed. There was a repetition of pop and group. So you've got 32 seconds on TLC. Lucy, starting now.
TLC is something that was very lacking as a child in the 1980s. We just got TCP, which was in no way a substitute. TLC, the band, are also one of my favourites. They had a wonderful song called Waterfalls, which I can do the rap in the middle of, even when nobody asks me to. And
Paul, please. Please do the rap in the middle of.
We're asking. I see the rainbow, so sweet for you and me. And no, I mean it really. It's an insult to the memory.
Time's good.
I was there, Lucy.
Paul, I'll give you a point for that challenge because I enjoyed it, but I'm not entirely sure there were any challenges to do with the rules in just a minute. So, Lucy, you get to keep it with 11 seconds. Ooh. TLC, rap away. Starting now.
TLC were an inspirational band in terms of...
Band.
Yes. You need to say no more than that. Just band.
Band. I've got him for group. He got me for band.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. It's hard, isn't it?
Karma.
Dane, 8 seconds remaining on TLC, starting now.
What the world needs now is TLC, not just the cable network, which shows amazing programming like Honey Boo Boo, but TLC...
Speaking as the whistle went, gets the points. And Lucy.
Oh.
We are with you. How to be prepared. 60 seconds starting now.
Be prepared is the motto of the scouting movement. They are prepared for all kinds of situations, both medical emergencies or simply surviving in the wilderness. I personally cannot be bothered to learn those skills, so I just carry a scout around with me.
There was a fumble hesitation.
There was.
Though I was enjoying the story.
Yes. There was a slight stumble there.
I think.
Possibly over wondering whether you'd said scouting or scout or something
yes.
was going on.
Or scousers.
I always carry a scouter around with me as well.
That's how you're prepared.
They're good people.
They are good people.
Absolutely.
Like 43 seconds, Annika, you've got after your correct challenge on how to be prepared. Your time starts now.
I learnt everything about how to be prepared after my time with Bloody Mary in the lower fifth. It was so traumatic, my schooling. I've never forgotten it. And so there is never a moment when I'm not ready for anything life can throw at me. I turned up to my son's wedding, for example, in dungarees. I had a tool belt. I had a staple gun.
Oh, I had a... Oh,
yes, when it's in such close proximity... It's very hard not to give the point there for the challenge. So, well, I'm loving the fact you turned up to a wedding in a tool belt. I feel that needs some point, a little bit more of an explanation. We'll get to it. We'll get to it in the fullness of time.
Like Mamma Mia, isn't it? It's sort of, I've got visions of Meryl Streep.
It was all that.
Yeah, lovely.
Paul, correct challenge, 19 seconds remaining on how to be prepared, starting now.
You need a bowie knife, a canoe, a copy of Wisden's and a length of artificial turf that you can roll up underneath your arm. Then you're prepared for anything that life can throw at you. I remember once I was sailing across the Atlantic and unfortunately I didn't have a boat, I was paddling away and I suddenly thought to myself, oh, if only I had those tools of survival that I mentioned earlier. Then suddenly, as if a gift from the heavens, the clouds parted and...
So, the end of the round. Let's do some scores. In fourth position, we've got Annika. In third, Dane. Lucy in second place and in the lead, narrowly in the lead, we've got Paul Merton. Paul, back with you again. The placebo effect. Can you speak for 60 seconds without hesitation, repetition or deviation on the placebo effect, starting now?
Placebo effect is something that's baffled scientists, medical science, particularly.
Oh, sorry, that was a bad buzz.
No, it wasn't. I thought it was good. Yeah, I liked it.
Again, it's a knife edge. And I think on this occasion, I think you were absolutely right. There was a little bit of hesitation creeping in.
Thank you, Sue.
Was that going to be your challenge?
Yes. Definitely. I thought hesitation.
Yes. Well, I'm going to give you the point for that for a correct challenge. And you get the subject, of course, the placebo effect. You've got 55 seconds to tell us all about it, starting now.
The placebo effect. Well, I'm a fully paid-up member of this club. Back in the 90s, I had to go to Australia. I went to Adelaide on the Monday, came back, did Children in Need.
Dane, what was your challenge?
It may be due to a time difference, but I think there was a slight hesitation there.
There was a slowing, yes. I mean, it got quite Craig David on the destinations. She was in Adelaide on Monday. We don't want to know where she was by Sunday or what she was doing. Yeah, it was a slight hesitation. So, yes, it's with you, Dane. 42 seconds. The placebo effect starting now.
Big Pharma alone is not responsible for a placebo effect when it comes to placating humans or convincing them that there is some kind of nutritional benefit to the things that they imbibe. In fact, the placebo effect can be found in other instances, such as Carlsberg having cold beer extra cold, as if it makes a difference.
Oh.
We all wanted it.
Cold.
Yes.
You know what's colder than those beers? These panellists!
Yeah, I see. There's no getting away from it. So, yes, repetition of cold means it's a correct challenge. You get the point, Annika, and the subject. 24 seconds on the placebo effect, starting now.
I was doing a lot of travelling, as I was explaining. Two major trips to...
Paul.
Well, it may be, it's probably a different use of the word two.
Yes, two as in the number, and then two as in visiting to a country.
Yes.
Yes, I feel they were two. Shall I pass you a dictionary?
Oh, I don't think we want to go there.
OK, Annika, the gloves are off.
I don't even want to do this round.
Well, do it, you must, because you have said very clearly that two and two, two different words. We do not need any definition of those two words or a dictionary. Instead, we're going to hear what you've got to say on the subject. For 17 seconds starting now.
Because I was going to this vast continent a couple of times in 1 week, I went to my doctor and said, I need help. He gave me some sleeping tablets. I was thrilled. I sailed through this very...
Speaking as the whistle went, well done, Annika. You get the point, and you also get the next subject. Now, on the card, we've got, this is a perfect one for you, my biggest challenge. Can you speak without hesitation on my biggest challenge? 60 seconds starting now.
I was working in a newsroom in Hong Kong when I was about 20. I was a sub-editor, and one day the newsreader was ill. I volunteered to stand in. Now, two things made this a big challenge. A, I'd never been in front of a camera. B, I was so nervous I ran someone over on the way to the studio. It was really unfortunate.
Dane, a challenge.
Is there a slight deviation as Annika provides some kind of newsroom-based alibi to the manslaughter she committed on the way there?
Feel like she was giving a testimony there.
Yeah, like trying to raise some kind of reasonable doubt that she wasn't involved, I'd say.
I enjoy the challenge. You're going to get a bonus point for it. But it doesn't, however, meet the standards of just a minute, that challenge. So I'm going to keep the subject with you. Annika, 35 seconds on my biggest challenge starting now.
I was in Hung Hum and I was aware that suddenly a man's face reached forward towards... Oh.
Lucy, your challenge.
I'm afraid it was hesitation.
It was classic hesitation. 28 seconds remaining on my biggest challenge. Lucy, starting now.
My biggest challenge was when I was accident... Was when I was.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So this that's some repetition.
I'll give you that correct challenge. A repetition, 25 seconds on my biggest challenge, starting now.
You would think that this current activity that each one of the panelists are engaged in as we speak would be a part of my biggest challenge, but I would actually say my biggest challenge is located.
There was a little hesitation.
You get the subject back. I wonder which part of Hong Kong you'll be in. 13 seconds remaining, starting now.
You'd have thought that would be quite enough challenge, but I had another challenge when I eventually got to the studio in a police car. Sirens.
Lucy. Oh,
I'm sorry, studio.
It's a repetition of studio. Very early on you were in the newsroom studio. Lucy's done it again. She's pounced. 5 seconds remaining. My biggest challenge starting now.
My biggest challenge will be everyone not hating me in the pub after this recording because I got to leap in on the...
Speaking as a whistle went, gets the point. And we move on to our next subject. This is with you, Dane. You're going to start us off. This one has been lovingly created just for you, and it's Bluetooth. You've got 60 seconds on Bluetooth starting now.
A massively confusing reference. Bluetooth has nothing to do with Azure canines or even
Annika.
There was a fluff. It was a hesitation.
Hesitation, indeed. Yeah. A correct challenge. 52 seconds on the clock on Bluetooth starting now.
I once went to interview the amazing artist Maggie Hambling. I was there to talk about Arthur Lett Haynes, but halfway through, I noticed she had a Bluetooth. It was stunning. I was...
Paul.
Hesitation.
There was a slight...
It was gaps, wasn't there? There was gaps. You could have made a ham sandwich in that one.
On this occasion, I will give it to Paul. You've got 39 seconds, Paul, on Bluetooth. Starting now.
There are many pirates of the Caribbean, red beard, but the most feared was Bluetooth. Everybody hated this man. He'd make you walk the plank, even if you just owed him £5. He was the most gorgeous man. People would say to him, hey, Bluetooth, come over here. And he would wander over, and he had this curious way of talking. He'd say, hey, my name be Bluetooth and I be the scourge of the seven seas. Which he did not really talk like that, because he came from Fulham. But anyway, people would say to him, you know you are the most extraordinary pirate that I've ever seen.
Ben.
It's pirate repetition.
It was a repetition of pirate. God, I'd like to hear that pirate's accent again. Who knows, Paul? You may well get it back.
Yeah,
Dane's got 11...
I'll give you a ring later on and I'll do it specially.
With no context.
No context at all. Just... I'll tell you what, I'll leave it for 6 months and I won't see who it is.
Yes, perfect. That's all I need. 11 seconds, Dane. Correct challenge. Your time starts now.
Not Wi-Fi, nor radio. Bluetooth, how does it even work? We're aware that Bluetooth may exist at some point on the electromagnetic spectrum, but its colour beguiles us all the time.
Made rambling something poetic. Speaking as the whistle went, you get the points. Lovely Lucy, please start us off on... Oh, my own cryptocurrency. Ooh. What can you tell us about my own cryptocurrency? In 60 seconds, starting now.
My own cryptocurrency is called Lucy's Lucre, and it is filthy. It is, of course, adorned with a picture of me on the cryptocurrency, but because it's a cryptocurrency, I'm wearing a balaclava to disguise my identity. I don't really know anything at all about cryptocurrency.
Some level of deviation there, and hesitation as well, but I think the hesitation was leading towards a deviation. I think if someone says, I don't know much about crypto, and then begins...
But you don't know what she's going to go on to say. She might say, I don't know much, but this much I do know, and then wow us with this tiny nugget of information. And I'm going to give you a point, Dane, for raising the fact that, yes, there was an admission... But I'm going to give Lucy the benefit of the doubt. I, for one, don't you, audience, want to know what little Lucy does know?
Yes.
I'd also say this, Lucy, never doubt yourself. Sometimes there's the most extraordinary wonderment to be had in the deepest recesses of ignorance. I may made a career out of it.
Do you know, maybe people should be on the phone to their financial advisors now, going, she's about to reveal everything we need to know about cryptocurrency.
It's like one of those unwarranted pop-up adverts that you see. You know, my own cryptocurrency with Lucy Porter. You've got 41 seconds to tell us all about it, starting now.
Cryptocurrency is not really bought or sold in a conventional way. It is mined, although it is the future of capitalism, apparently, which would make Margaret Thatcher quite ambivalent about it, I would imagine. The crypto world is full of people who are very boring about crypto. In fact, my own cryptocurrency will not be pegged to any conventional...
I was just waiting for the balaclava. Sorry, no. I didn't really mean to buzz.
Sorry, was your challenge you were waiting for the balaclava?
If it was, then that is not an adequate challenge on the rules of Just a Minute.
It's a hesitation.
It's sort of hesitation, but in a kind of, I could hardly breathe because I didn't know where this story was going.
Well, Neither did I, Annika.
I tell you what, Annika, I'm going to give you a point because hesitation did occur very, very minorly, but I still feel I want to know more. I still want to know more about Lucy's cryptocurrency. So with 14 seconds remaining, your time starts now.
Cryptocurrency was invented by Queen Victoria.
Dane.
Somewhat of a deflection there. We all know that Queen Victoria invented lingerie and not cryptocurrency.
It was deviation. That much we do know. Dane, the correct challenge. You've got 10 seconds to tell us everything you know about my own cryptocurrency starting now.
Bapcoin is the name of my own cryptocurrency, which can be used for a number of different commercial uses that include non-fungible tokens. My own cryptocurrency...
You massive show-off. Look at that. Non-fungible tokens.
What does that mean?
I don't know what fungible means, but I really enjoyed hearing it.
Is it some sort of something you need an ointment for?
Possibly. Let's do a little mop-up of scores. In third place, joint third place, tied, we have Dane and Lucy. In second place, we have Paul. And in the lead, we have Annika. Paul, we're back with you again for this subject. Anything goes. Oh, it's a lovely, rangy subject, this. Can you speak for 60 seconds on it, starting now?
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked upon as something shocking. Now, heaven knows, anything goes. Those lyrics by Cole Porter from his show Anything Goes, which is currently appearing at the Barbican as I speak to rave reviews. I think it's had 5-star mentions in various newspapers.
Lucy?
Think. I think it's at the Barbican. It's
yes,
think...
a correct challenge, Lucy. 43 seconds, Lucy, you've got in with on Anything Goes starting now.
Another lyric from Anything Goes is cocaine doesn't bother me, or some paraphrase of that, which is interesting because...
Paul?
Well, as Cole Porter wrote, I get no kick from cocaine rather than cocaine doesn't bother me. I think it's probably deviation from the original lyric and intention of the composer.
Mm. Indeed, that's a correct challenge. I love the... cocaine doesn't bother me.
I launched into it and you know when you're very confident that you know the words to a song? My cocaine-like confidence was the downfall of me there, wasn't it?
Correct challenge. Paul knows the lyrics, and it was a deviation from the way they were written down. Mm-hmm. So, 35 seconds, Paul. The subject is back with you. Anything goes, starting now.
I get no kick from cocaine, and I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. Those were the words that were written for the very show that Lucy mentioned there, Anything Goes. As a philosophy, I'm not sure that Anything Goes is a wise one, because we do need to have rules and standards in life. Radio 4, for example, won't be able to play most of this episode of Just a Minute, unfortunately, because it goes against the very laws of Lord Reef, the man who eventually set up this organisation back in 1922. And he...
Dane.
I think there's some slight deviation there when we started talking about the founding of the 1920s institution.
I still felt we were very much on the subject of Anything Goes.
Lord Reef, Anything Goes.
Did he write the song?
No, he's one of the people who heard it, though.
Did he?
He possibly could have, alongside Cole Porter. We don't know that.
It's all getting quite speculative. Yeah.
I felt I was on the journey with Paul there. I did feel I was on the journey. But, however, I will give you a point for that challenge. Technically, you could say it was deviation, but I want to hear from Paul because there's only 2 seconds remaining.
Oh,
and it would feel so unduly harsh to take it away when he was mid-flight of fancy. So anything goes, Paul. 2 seconds remaining, starting now.
And because of that, that's why I became a monk.
Paul, speaking as the whistle went, gets the points. We have launched into the final round. This is with you, Annika, and it's window dressing. What can you tell us about window dressing? Your time starts now.
Oh, sorry, I did that to myself.
Annika, you buzzed yourself. What's your challenge to yourself?
No, I was just checking it worked, Sue.
How come every single time she's buzzed, you haven't said, challenge, Annika?
Oh!
Sorry, you know.
Let's not award any points and let's just reset. Let's just say, but I would like to commend Lucy for her challenge Annika joke, which we all hugely enjoyed, and a bonus point is heading its way to you, my lovely.
Oh, well done.
Okay, so, I mean, with 59 seconds, window dressing starting now.
I once became the human window dressing of a shop in Croydon. I used to shoplift. I was a...
I thought that was a shop, but then she said lift, so I didn't listen up for the suffix. Yeah. My apologies.
No, you were keen and never, ever apologised for that. Ever.
I didn't know Croydon was in Suffolk, is that right? It's Croydon in Suffolk. Learn something new every day on this show.
So, incorrect challenge, it's still with you, Annika. 52 seconds remaining, starting now.
I used to take the odd item in the hope that the police would arrest me and drive me home in their police car, and I could say...
Dane.
Police?
Indeed, police car is not one word, it's two words.
Depends how you write it.
Annika, do you want to borrow a dictionary?
Police car, I'm not accepting as one word. So it's a correct challenge. And you get the subject of window dressing. 44 seconds, starting now.
Drapes, curtains, Venetian blinds and the other type that I can't think of right now are just examples of the amazing window dressing that is available if you are involved in interior design. Now, say you want to go for something a lot more exterior, your window dressing could include big old shutters to prevent those getting smashed and to repel any threat of vandalism. Window dressing does not just exist in a literal sense, but it can also be metaphoric. Like, for example, if someone decides to get veneers for their teeth, that could be regarded as window dressing for the human face. Orbital garnish is another word for window dressing that a lot of people would consider to be completely erroneous. But however, I have known to be characteristic in adding window dressing.
Lucy.
No, I retract.
I think just because he said orbital garnish, we must let him continue.
Yeah,
an incorrect challenge or one not substantiated.
Yeah, no.
2 seconds, Dane, starting now.
Window dressing would be one of the ways you could describe the world outside of my...
Dane speaking as the whistle went, gets the points. Well, sadly, that is the end of the round and the end of the show, which means it's score time. And boy, was this a close one. Absolutely neck and neck. In joint second position... We've got Lucy and Annika, and joint winners of tonight's show, Paul and Dane! Yay! Fabulous stuff, and wonderfully done, wonderfully done. And there, my darlings, we have to leave you. But first of all, thanks to all of our delightful players tonight, Paul Merton, Annika Rice, Dane Baptiste, and Lucy Porter. We are indebted to Ian Messiter, who devised this magnificent show, and of course, to the one and only Nicholas Parsons, who chaired Just a Minute for over 50 years. We also thank Caroline Barlow for blowing her whistle with such gusto. The producer was Hayley Sterling, and it was a BBC Studios production. This is Sue Perkins saying thanks so much for listening, and do join us again when we next play Just a Minute!
And rest assured, Sue and the gang will return for a brand new series of Just a Minute before you know it. At 6:30 tomorrow, Deliso Japondo returns with another thought-provoking series in which he explores divisive global issues. And first up, through comedy routines and guest interviews, Deliso will be tackling the subject of blame. That's at 6:30 tomorrow evening, and there's a welcome return to a familiar favourite on Radio 4.